This should have been a day of diplomatic triumph for Ukraine. President Zelensky shoulder to shoulder with the G7 leaders. But it also turned out to be the day on which the Ukrainian leader acknowledged the total destruction of Bakhmut. At a one-on-one meeting with President Biden, he was asked about the city.
Mr. President, President Zelensky, is Bakhmut still in Ukraine's hands? The Russians say they've taken Bakhmut.
I think no. But you have to understand that there is nothing. They destroyed everything. There are no buildings.
Later, I asked President Zelensky for clarification.
Is the battle for the city still ongoing?
Now our people are accomplishing a very important mission. They are now in Bakhmut. I will not share where exactly, but it witnesses that Bakhmut is not occupied by Russian Federation as of today.
Like the other international visitors here this weekend, President Zelensky paid his solemn respects to the victims of war. The president, 15 months after his country's invasion by Russia, laying a wreath at the memorial to those who died in the world's first nuclear bombing almost 78 years ago. Ukraine is only one of four countries to have given up their nuclear weapons, but it still has nuclear power plants, and fighting around one of them, Zaporizhia, has been heavy. With so much still at stake for Ukraine, President Zelensky had meetings with some of the other countries invited to the G7, including the leaders of India, Australia and Indonesia, but notably not with the Brazilian President Lula da Silva. He did get good news on fighter jets. The US has dropped its objections on NATO allies giving Ukraine F-16s.
My private meeting with President Zelensky after the G7 meeting and with his staff, I told him the United States, together with our allies and partners, is going to begin training Ukrainian pilots in fourth generation fighter aircraft, including F-16s, to strengthen Ukraine's air force as part of a long-term commitment to Ukraine's ability to defend itself.
Up to a decade ago, there was a G8. Russia was a member until it was kicked out following the annexation of Crimea in 2014. Today, President Zelensky was with the leaders of the G7 as the representative of the eighth country in the room. It was a very powerful symbol.
But developments back home will have soured the atmosphere for Zelensky. Even though many experts believe Bakhmut's strategic importance has been overplayed, it's a place where so many lives have been lost in the last year, and the uncertainty about its fate casts a shadow on Zelensky's visit here to another city synonymous with the destruction of war. James Bayes, Al Jazeera, Hiroshima.